Friends, welcome back. We'll move on to our next chapter of stores management, and the chapter's name is stores organization. We will be discussing how the most important activity is organized in various levels of people. The store's organization involves breaking down all the work in that picking, packing, receiving, everything we will discuss. Breaking down all the work necessary to achieve the objective. What is the objective? Objective is customer satisfaction, customer service, production service. So that objective we have to achieve 100%. So break down all the work into individual jobs or tasks. For example, capable of being done by one person. For example, we will define a job which is possible to be done by one person. Providing a formal system of coordinating the efforts. One person coordinates the job with others. Coordinating the persons, coordinating the efforts of various individuals is required, and we will provide a formal system for that. Store organization may be defined as a systematic coordination and combination of efforts, because unless that combination is there, we will not be able to fulfill our objective. Store's organization is systematic coordination and combination of efforts in a manner in which result in optimum efficiency, optimum effectiveness with a minimum expenditure to the organization. Some of the tasks would be formulation of a sound financial policy, efficient planning of work, effective supervision and control of people, receipt and distribution of various products. All this is to be done properly. And we must make our organization in such a way that all these objectives are effectively fulfilled. In large organization, it is necessary to apportion the various duties to separate sections. In a small organization, okay, we can have a small stores, a small number of people will be there. But in large organizations like Tata Motors, Samsonite, Bosch, Mahindra and Mahindra, it is necessary to apportion the various duties to separate sections. For example, identification, standardization, variety reduction, vocabulary. There can be separate people, separate teams. Storehouse section itself, separate team. Stockyard section itself, separate team. Stock control section, it's separate team. Records, separate team. Account section, separate team. We'll see. Look at this organization chart, where at the top there is a stores manager. Now the stores manager is a person who is overall in charge and has overall responsibility to ensure that the store's function is organized effectively, efficiently. All the customer orders fulfillment has to be done properly. Supplies to production shop, requirements of maintenance shop are properly done. So overall responsibility is handled by this store's manager. He has day-to-day relationship with purchase department. He has day-to-day relation with production people. He has day-to-day relation with accounts department and so on, which we have discussed earlier. Then he has so many people under him. First is procedures officer. What is procedures officer here? He does stores manual for ISO 9001. He has a stores manual in which he writes down all the procedures of the stores, all the processes of the stores, and he keeps them up to date. If there is any change, he will inform all the people that there is a change and so on, so change. So many papers should be replaced from that manual. So he maintains the manual up to date on a day-to-day basis. Then this man also has standard forms he will be keeping, so that people are able to put their requirements properly. Then he also has all the instructions, all the moral instructions will be there in that, so that people will be following the uniform procedures. So this is the very important person, is called procedures officer. Then stock control officer, what he is doing? He is doing the stock control, that means perpetual inventory, continuous inventory, annual inventory, quarterly inventory, general stock list he will be maintaining. What is the stock of bearings? What is the stock of gearboxes? What is the stock of various oils, tools, everywhere? He will be maintaining that, so that one person is not overloaded with various things. And now it comes chief storekeeper, who is also reporting to stores manager. What he will be doing? Storekeeper in charge of central stores. He is in charge of stockyard. He is in charge of unit stores, that is decentralized stores. And he will be looking after management of storehouses and stockyard. What is management? Receiving, storing, keeping them safe. All this job which we have discussed, he will be doing. He will ensure that required items are picked up and given to the customer properly. He will preserve the items. He will save the items from getting damaged, getting pilfered. He will look after the stores as if a mother looks after her child. I will give the simile of mother to that storekeeper, because he is the key person. He is the key person, because if he fails, every activity will fail. He is a very, very key person, very important person, chief storekeeper, and he reports to the stores manager. The next person, important person, is stores accountant. What he does? Stock control accounts, materials picking, materials costing, he does. Chief stock taker, stock checking, obsolete and redundant views, he does. He keeps watch on all obsolete and redundant reviews. Stock checking, chief stock taker, he is the person who takes the stocks. Important person. Then vocabulary officer, he does all the coding, codification, standardization, variety reduction, specification, all these he does. Procedures officer maintains the stores manual, standard forms, other instructions. Stock control officer maintains the stock control, general stock list. Chief storekeeper, management of storehouses and stockyards. Stores accountant, he is the chief stock taker, stock checking, obsolete and redundant reviews he does. Vocabulary officer, codification, standardization, specification. All these important jobs are listed in this earlier slide, that is identification and vocabulary, standardization, storehouse, stockyard, stock control, records and account section. Beautifully organized. In the industrial field, specialization of production and complexity of modern products. Modern machinery is increasing. Earlier, things were pretty simple. Now, variety is increasing. Standardization is difficult because specialization has come. So, the amount of spare parts to be maintained, the number of spare parts to be maintained has grown. Special machines are coming with special spare parts. So, variety is again improving, increasing. Very difficult to control. And in this scenario, it requires a very high standard of organization. Otherwise, there will be a total confusion. Nobody will know what is happening. Incoming materials have tremendous variety. We have to give the performance in the stores in spite of all these changes which are happening. This is because the range of materials, components and spares is continually expanding. Earlier, if there were 100 attempts, now it is becoming 150, 170 and so on. And how can we control? Can we say that no, these parts I will not accept and I will not keep in stores? Can we say that? It is not possible. And so the job is becoming more and more complex. Stores and purchasing are interdependent. Some people will feel always that they are independent. No, they are not independent. They are interdependent. They are dependent on each other. The success of stores is dependent on success of purchase. Success of purchase is dependent on success of stores. They cannot function independently. They cannot take decisions independently. They have to work together as a team. Any inefficiency, any lack of cooperation on either side, it definitely will affect the performance of both. Hence, a complete dovetailing. What is dovetailing? A solid joint, efficient joint, dovetail joint. And a complete dovetailing of these two functions is a must. It's an essential thing. Please understand.